We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The following is a sponsored program. The opinions presented during this show may not necessarily represent those of Scripps Media Incorporated. Your host is Dan Witham, a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. His office phone number is 918-398-8387. Dan is a branch manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham, along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel here in the studios. How are you, gentlemen?
Good morning. First show of the new year on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Here we go.
That's right. How are you, J.C.?
And I'm well.
Yeah. Good to have you here. Happy New Year to everybody out there listening. Hope you're having a great weekend, whatever you might be doing today. We always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, we've given away before, a very popular book. It's called The Little Book of Behavioral Investing. Steve, how not to be your own worst enemy.
Kind of hard to do, isn't it?
Yes. That's the hard part of investing. It's by James Montier. It's a detailed guide to overcoming the most frequently encountered psychological pitfalls of investing. Bias, emotion, and overconfidence are just three of those behavioral traits that can lead investors to lose money and to achieve lower returns. Behavioral finance, which is a study or a field that studies that recognizes there is a psychological element to all investor decision making, can help you overcome these obstacles. In this book, the author takes you through some of the most important behavioral challenges faced by investors. And many of these people don't realize, Steve, you know, they don't even know what they're doing. The first step is recognition, I would say.
As they say these days, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. And many people commit the same errors again because they don't realize they're committing those errors oftentimes. And so the book basically points them out to you and then offers you ways to get around them and not to make those mistakes and to remove some of that emotion from your behavior. And I went to see The Big Short this past week.
The movie.
And it's a great movie, and they talk a lot about these kind of things as far as that goes in the movie, as a matter of fact, and investing and things like that. Anyhow, if you want a copy of the free book, just give us a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you a free copy of the book. Plus, we will send you information on how to get your own free custom Social Security report based on your situation and your benefits, how to maximize your Social Security. And Steve, since we've given away some of those books on that and stuff, we've gotten 600 and some calls.
Last week you had the author of the book on again, and I listened to part of it. As you know, I spend a little bit of time in court these days, so I'm not always here. But, you know, I thought it was interesting, his story about how he even stumbled into doing that with his friend on the golf course.
Right.
He just kind of shot the breeze a little bit, and within a couple of minutes made the guy like $50,000 that
yes.
he would not have otherwise gotten. And as they say, one thing leads to another, and here he is with a great book.
And I'll tell you, the strategies for Social Security are so complex. There are so many variables that change it, like your age, your spouse's age, how many years apart you are, changes how you should file. If you have a child who's disabled or a parent who's disabled or a parent who you're taking care of, as you know, we have many
right.
people that are at home taking care of their elderly parents now, and they can get benefits for that. If their parent is on Social Security, they can get benefits for it. They can get benefits for taking care of a disabled child for themselves and for the child.
Well, and I'll tell you one thing I want to mention, and I know we are not going to get into this today, but the new Medicaid numbers came out just not too long ago. And you know, when you talk about taking care of an adult taking care of an aging parent, You know, you can qualify for some things that you don't think you can qualify for. And, you know, statistically, you know, a lot of people go to nursing homes, and most people can't afford that. And so you qualify, or you apply for state benefits, and you don't think you'll qualify. But let me give you a good example of just what you're talking about. Right now, if you had someone that was applying for nursing home benefits, and I'll just say, well, no, this is pretty much a national number. The house you live in and the land it's on and the contiguous land, it can be up to worth up to $852,000, over $750,000, and it's not a countable asset.
Wow.
So when you look at Social Security and things like that, and you look at this book, don't assume that you don't qualify for stuff, because you just may.
It's a bit more than I would have thought for the Medicaid threshold.
Almost $1 million. And again, this is for nursing home benefits, not talking about, you know, food stamps and this and that. I'm talking about nursing home benefits. So this book will help a lot. People will learn some things that you just go, man, I don't think I can qualify.
Right.
Well, maybe you can.
And many people aren't aware that if they're on SSDI for 2 years, they can get, is it Medicare?
Medicare. Right,
yeah, they can qualify
right.
for Medicare automatically once they're on SSDI for 2 years. And I've talked to people that weren't aware of it. Most people are that are on SSDI, but some people just aren't aware of that. And there's lots of different things. And the report we do on Social Security for people is absolutely free. All you have to do is call us at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. And leave your name and phone number. We'll send you the information on the Social Security report. And all you do is fill out a one-page questionnaire and send it back to us. And we do the report for you. And it's absolutely free. There's no cost and no obligation. It's about a 30-page report that our computer spits out, the program that we have, which is done by Larry Kotlikoff, the guy that wrote the book.
The guy that wrote the book.
That we've given away 600 copies of now. And so it's very accurate and very interesting to see the results when they come out. And I'm always surprised at the results, and they're always different than what I had anticipated.
Have you run the numbers for anybody at all yet, and you didn't make them some money?
There are some. If there are people that are like 74 years old,
yep,
it's hard to change because they're already past the full benefit age, you know, past age 70.
Yeah.
So it's hard to change much in that case. But they're the rare cases. Most cases, we were able to get people more money and at least show them how the clearest path to getting more money.
So I assume that someone would not need to yet be 62 years old to ask you about this.
This is when they should ask. If they're 60, 62, 65, in that age group,
so getting ready to file.
That's the sweet spot, and we can help get them
more.
Even if
they've
already
filed. But
somebody
in their 50s, you could help plan a little bit.
Absolutely. Better. We can help them, definitely help them plan better. And there's something you need to watch out for. When you file for Social Security, if you file before full retirement age, which may be 66, let's just say, for somebody, if they file at 62, they can't suspend until they're 66.
So you can file, but you don't have to take it.
It's really – no, they are getting the benefits. They can't suspend it until 66.
Oh, okay.
If they file early. So this is something why people before 62 should definitely come talk to us, because this we can help avoid some of these pitfalls that they may fall into. And there's lots of things out there, lots of different ways to increase what they're making. And I just told a couple yesterday how they can get spousal benefits on each other, and they had no idea about this, about the spousal benefit arrangement, the file and suspend, and the spousal benefits and things like that. And the rules are changing for this on April 30th. They changed quite a bit. So now is especially a critical time for people, especially if you're 61, 62, 63, in that age group. You really need to come talk to us and find out, because the rules change April 30th.
Much do you charge for this fine service?
It's free. We don't charge anything.
Right. Zero.
And so we've been rather busy of late.
I can't imagine that.
We've had over 600 calls
yep.
for this, the book and the service and things like that. And so we stay busy. But it's a good thing. We're doing a service for people, and we're helping people out. And I like that. I really enjoy helping people out and helping to make them some more money. And it doesn't cost them anything to do it. They just have to change the way they file and the timing of when they file.
That's right.
And it's very simple. But it's if you don't have the software, it's hard to figure it out by yourself.
Correct.
There's just so many variables that go into it. It's not easy to figure it out. And I wouldn't be able to figure it out without the software. I'll be honest. There's no way I could do it either.
You'd have to borrow some of JC's fingers here.
That's right. Some to count on.
Do some ciphering.
That's right.
All right.
I want to talk about China for a minute. China has given our markets a bit of a scare here in the last week or so, wouldn't you say, JC?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it gave us a pretty good kick in the teeth for day one of the year.
Yeah, and China has had our markets dropping 1.5 on the first day of the year. China dropped 8%, I think, overnight on the first day of the year.
Yeah, they tripped their circuit breakers.
They tripped their circuit breakers, right. They had to shut down the markets over there. China is slowing down. It's part of the economic cycle. They're going into a recession, probably. This is inevitable. Our markets have overreacted. Our portfolios did well in the process because we're heavily invested in bonds right now, Steve. We only have 10% equity exposure right now at the moment in StarMax and sector rotation, the strategies that we use primarily. And so we were well protected against this downturn, fortunately. So many people were not, maybe people took a hit, but you know, that's part of investing in the market. And occasionally you just, you get kicked in the teeth occasionally if you're in the market on a day like that. But we did very well. Our portfolios actually did very well. They were positioned properly for this. We saw another bit of a downturn on Wednesday of this week. We had a bit of a down day for the market also, you know, with the markets opened down a little bit. And oil I've seen has dropped down to, what, 34?
Yeah, as of Wednesday, it was 34
a barrel.
34 and change.
So it's not over yet for oil. Unfortunately, it's not over. There's still more pain to come, I hate to say it, for oil.
Well, and with the drop in oil prices and the drop in gas prices, states, you know, municipalities, their revenue's down a little bit.
Oklahoma is feeling that pain. I don't know if you saw they got put on credit watch this past week.
I did not see that. The last number I saw was $900 million.
I think it was Moody's put Oklahoma on credit watch negative for the oil and gas revenues. And what that means is it doesn't mean they've downgraded our credit rating. It means they're looking at downgrading our credit rating, and they may if things deteriorate further. It means they may do that at some point. It doesn't mean immediately they're going to do it. It just means down the road, hey, we're watching this. We want to be aware of this. We want people to be aware of it. They may, in fact, downgrade Oklahoma. There's not much Oklahoma can do about it because it's contingent upon oil and gas prices, and that's what they said was the reason for it. So there isn't a whole lot to be done by anybody in the state to fix that, quite frankly, or to resolve it. We just have to kind of live with it and go with it. So we're going to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. When it's cold outside, I've got the one for me. I guess you say what can be.
Hey, it's me, PC. Would you get on a plane if the pilot said, I'm not sure where we're going? We'll just fly around until we find somewhere to land? Well, then why would you take the greatest trip of all life without a plan? You have no purpose, no idea where you're going or when you'll get there. Yes, you might arrive at your destination through some combination of luck and fate, but chances are you won't. Having a financial plan greatly increases your odds of long-term investment success. LPL Financial has a free plan that accounts for all aspects of your financial life, from disability to life insurance to retirement to estate planning. One that tracks and shows your progress toward your goals every single day. This isn't a plan you do once and then throw on the shelf. It's a living, breathing document that automatically updates your accounts and net worth every day. Most plans help you set goals. This one helps you pursue them. For more information or to get a free financial plan, call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. To succeed, you've got to plan. Call Dan today, 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
How much would you be willing to pay someone to not mow your yard? How much would you pay a roofer to not put a roof on your house? A mechanic to not fix your car? A dentist to not work on your teeth? I know this sounds ridiculous, but you may be doing just that with your investments. Many Wall Street firms use wrap programs to charge you a fee on top of the other fees. Then, they don't do much to earn it. They make infrequent small adjustments to the portfolio that end up having little or no effect on the performance. Dan Witham doesn't do that. His actively managed portfolios are just that, monitored daily and traded when necessary. Isn't it time you actually get what you're paying for? Call Dan Witham today at 888-599-0640. He'll show you what active management is all about. The number again is 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with them, along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy. You can get a free copy of it and our information on the Social Security report that you can get customized just for you on how to get your benefits. It's all free. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book and the report, the information, absolutely free, along with information on our sector rotation and StarMax strategies that go in and out of the market based on risk. I want to talk about Social Security for a minute. File and suspend, JC. You're looking at me with a quizzical look on your face.
Well, that's because at his age, he knows it won't be there when he gets
he's
there.
Wondering what I'm talking
this
about.
Is kind of an academic conversation
yeah,
for
really
him.
I don't care, Dan.
Okay. If you walk into the Social Security office, and let's say a married couple walks in and says, I want to receive my benefits, you know, they'll probably tell you what? Fill out this paperwork?
Right. We'll give
you
your benefits. Assume I'm...
Will they tell you how to maximize your strategy, do you think?
No, as a matter of fact, aren't they specifically told not to do that?
Yeah, they're pretty much going to say, here, just fill out this paperwork, and we'll get you some benefits. But one of the things that's important, the file and suspend strategy is really important for people that are several years apart in age. They can benefit even more from this. Say they're 4 years apart, 66 and 62. The husband is 66, let's just say, and the wife is 62.
How about 62 and 58?
Well, it works better at 66 and 62.
Okay.
Because at some point they will be that age, if you think about it, in a few years. So.
But if they're 62 and 58 now.
Well, then I would tell them to come back in 4 years.
Okay.
Okay. If they're 62 and 66, the husband can file and suspend his benefits. And his benefits continue to grow. If he doesn't suspend, his benefits stop growing and he starts getting a check every month from Social Security.
That's right.
If he suspends, files and suspends, his spouse can collect benefits of 50% of his monthly benefit at 62. Well, not quite at 50%, but a little bit reduced at 62. She can start receiving them immediately while his benefits still grow and her benefits still grow. She files what's called a restricted application and her benefits will still grow until 70 or whenever she starts to take her own benefits. And there are some other things that I want to point out here. I had a couple come in to see me the other day that was not married according to the state of Oklahoma, but they were pretty much common law married, depending on your interpretation of common law marriage, of course, which is a gray area.
How does Social Security look at common law marriage?
Social Security recognizes common law marriage in all states, which is
unusual
because not all states recognize it, so this is rather unusual.
So really, as long as they do,
right,
that's all that matters, really.
Right. And so couples that are common law that may not realize it can now file for Social Security benefits. And they've probably been able to for a while, actually, but they can file if they can establish that they're common law married with Social Security, which is a gray area. And you know this from dealing with the civil world here in the state of Oklahoma. Some states are more lenient on it. Some states pretty much ban it and say it doesn't exist and don't like it. Oklahoma is one of the states that has it but doesn't like it, I think.
That's right.
A good assessment of it, I'd say. The situation.
And I think that's very misunderstood, the concept. Everybody, you lived together for 6 months, you're
right.
Common law marriage. Yeah, well, not so much, really.
No.
So
not in Oklahoma, anyway.
Not in Oklahoma, anyway.
It's hard to prove in Oklahoma. It takes
maybe Arkansas, who cares, but,
Right. It depends on what state you're in. But Social Security recognizes it. And so you know, people that may not realize that they can get benefits on each other should reconsider that if they think they are common law or can meet the standard for common law marriage.
What about gay marriage?
They recognize it. Oklahoma recognizes same-sex couples. Mm-hmm.
So Social Security. So
Security,
if you have
two
girls over 62,
mm-hmm. they can collect on each other.
You can collect. Okay, cool.
Which is probably part of why they do recognize common law as well.
Yeah.
It's an extension of that, and I could see where that makes sense for them to do that.
Do they have common law gay marriage?
I would assume so.
What about common law polygamy? Can you do that?
Only in Utah.
That's a whole different show. That's a different show.
I was trying to work an Arkansas joke in there, but I decided not to.
I'm not
going to
go down that road. So anyhow.
We're not on in Arkansas, are we?
Social Security has changed some of the rules here with regard to who can file and suspend. They're changing them April 30th with the people that are basically people that are 62 or older, or were 62 or older before December 31st of last year, are going to make it under the wire to do the file and suspend program. The people that are older than that may or may not make it, or younger than that, excuse me, may or may not make it, depending on the rules and how they're interpreted and how long they stand. I'm not sure how long this new rule is going to stand or stay in place, but we will see what happens there.
So what is the new rule, or did I miss it?
The new rule is if you file to try to file and suspend, you are deemed to have filed for benefits. The new rule is someone cannot receive benefits on your number if it's suspended. Your spouse, in other words.
Wow. Well, that's quite a wrinkle.
Yes.
But that's not in effect yet.
It goes into effect April 30th. And the surprising part of all this is that AARP supported it.
Oh, my gosh.
Which, to me, is surprising. Because it didn't help their constituency. Anymore.
AARP supports a lot of things that is not in the best interest of their constituents.
Right. So, I have to wonder why they did this. I'm not sure. Maybe they thought it would help the solvency of the Social Security system. I'm not sure.
Because they're concerned about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's really going to help that, but I think that might have been their rationale.
You know, the phrase, follow the money, comes to mind, but I'm skeptical.
Well, there are many things that come into play there with Social Security.
But this puts a lot of urgency now for the spouse that is 62.
Right.
To get this information to you, let you get it run, because now there's a little bit of a gun to your head, with all due respect to the president.
And as Mr. Kotlikoff pointed out when he was on the show a few years ago, the way to maximize benefits now with the new rules is you can file and suspend if you're divorced.
Well.
That's
even if you're 62 and 58?
66 and 62.
Okay. I'm just double checking on that. Academic question, that's all.
And so basically what the government now is telling people is don't stay married, at least financially.
Well, since 1965, that's been the policy of the government anyway. You know, married people are punished at every level.
Yes, and now basically what they're saying is I think you have to be divorced for 2 years before you can file for the benefits. So
check.
I think it's 2 years before normal retirement age. You have to want to get,
check.
You have to get divorced. You have to be married at least 10 years.
Check.
Before you're divorced. So just FYI.
All
that's,
right.
That's the new rules and how one of the new rules works. And there are other rules involved in this. There will be much more involved in this. But that's kind of where things are going right now. Social Security doesn't like file and suspend.
I'll bet they don't. Let me ask you this, and you may not know the answer yet, because, you know, the process of creating regulations is, you know, you see there's a comment period put out in the Federal Register, and then the industry has a
right.
chance to, and they go back and forth, and the industry can say, hey, we like this, we don't like that. And so are these regulations, like, they're set and they go into effect, or is it still in that comment period, or do you know?
They're legislation. They were passed in the Budget Act at the end of or beginning of November, and they were signed by the president.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yes.
Not much wiggle room, then, it sounds like.
Right. It has been legislated. Now, unless somebody challenges the law, which may happen. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens in court if somebody challenges the law.
So saith the shepherd, so saith the flock. There you go.
Okay. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here come the boy of mine. There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with them, with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Great music. That is great.
You cannot
music.
Say that this show doesn't have eclectic bumper music.
That's Waylon Jennings.
From The Temptations to Waylon Jennings.
Couldn't have told you that, actually.
Dear.
I was watching an infomercial for Hee Haw the other night.
Uh-huh.
It's like an idiot. I watched the whole infomercial because it was still kind of funny.
Yeah.
And Waylon Jennings was on there like back in 70 or whenever it was. It's interesting to see what these people, Hank Williams Jr. was on there, you know, mm-hmm. no beard, no nothing. Interesting to see what these guys looked like back then.
Yep. I want to remind you of our free book before I forget, The Little Book of Behavioral Investing. You can get a free copy of it, plus information on how to get your own free customized Social Security report. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and your address, please, and we will send you the information for free. No cost and no obligation. And my son, Michael, has been rather busy the last week or two.
Is he running up?
He's keeping sending the books out and trying to keep up with sending out the books. So he's he's been busy to say
that.
Well,
it keeps the boy off the streets.
That's right. It does that. Social Security tells people, and Larry Kotlikoff points this out in one of his articles that I found on the web over the weekend, Social Security tells people, Steve, that it doesn't matter when they file. They say it doesn't matter if you're 62 or 66 or 70. It doesn't matter when you file.
Well, that would be wrong.
That's what he pointed out to them, is that that is incorrect. That is an incorrect assumption. If you take benefits at 62, your benefits are reduced by about 32% versus full retirement age, 66. Let's just say if 66 were your normal retirement age. 32%. If you wait till you're 70, they go up about another 32% above at 66.
So you got about a 60%.
You're giving up about
swing.
60, yeah. You know, 60% of your benefits, monthly benefits. That's a chunk of change.
That is.
And I see people all the time that have done this whose full benefit would be around $2,000 and they're getting $1,300 a month, roughly. And I'm like, scratching my head going, why? Well, and I will tell you what the program tells us. It skews it toward the higher end, says to wait to draw the benefits at a later age. Now, there's an exception to that case, and something I always ask people is there any shortened life expectancy in your family? Any reason that you might not be around?
That's exactly where I was going with that.
To make it to 82 or whatever the average life expectancy is in the U.S., you know, whatever it might be. Or extended life expectancy, of course, longer than normal life expectancy. My grandmother lived to be 102, for example. I was adopted, though, so that doesn't help me a whole lot. So
ixnay on the genetics
thinking I had it made there. But
what was her Social Security, like about $400 or something?
I don't think it was that much. Yeah. It was probably a lot less than that.
Yeah.
You know, she was born in 1898.
Oh, my gosh.
So she may not even participate in Social Security. You know, she may have been too young to even participate in it for all I know. And I want to point this out before I forget. You know, I've badmouthed Social Security for years on this show, and I'm going to stop doing that because I'm seeing people come in that have paid $4,000 in Social Security total, and they're getting $300 a month.
Yeah.
You know, almost $4,000 a year, almost 100% return on their investment out of the system, which isn't bad. I mean, it's a pretty good return on your investment.
But it's just so easy to do. It's just hard to...
I know, bashing it's so easy to do. And I saw an article this week about the trust fund once again, about Al Gore's trust fund, and somebody talking about Social Security being bankrupt. Here's my take on it. It's not going to be bankrupt because it would be a political nightmare
for
anybody to allow it to go bankrupt. Because there are millions and millions of Americans who are entirely dependent upon Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid for their benefits and for their lifestyle.
It's kind of like the same thread on the government shutdown. The government doesn't shut down. I mean,
right?
You know,
we might wish they would shut down, but they're not.
Yellowstone might shut down,
right?
But no federal employee loses a dime on that,
right? And the thing is, when I talk about benefits and when you file and how you file, one of the things that our program can do is I can put into it, say you file at 65 or at 66 or at 67, and then I can let it run. It'll run that as a what-if scenario, and then it'll also run the optimum scenario for you. It'll show you both, and it'll show you the monetary difference. the total of your life expectancy of how much a month, and it'll show you monthly amounts and over your lifetime, too. It'll show you exactly what the difference is in the two. So you can compare and say, I'm thinking about filing about at 67. It'll show me what that number is, and it'll show me what if I file at the optimum date, what the best way is and the difference, and how much money I would give up or take or gain or lose, you know, by doing it which way, this way versus that.
So what's a good average of all the people you've run? What's a good average on how much money they've
additional
picked up? Right.
Probably 130 to 150,000.
It's not a bad average.
Over a lifetime. Yeah, it's pretty good, and it's free. So doesn't cost anything to do it.
What the heck?
I mean, in my opinion, it's like Publishers Clearinghouse showing up at your door. And, you know, it's they don't bring balloons in a van and TV cameras, but, you know, this is something you should look into. You paid for it. I mean, and trying to figure out when to file for Social Security is hard to do. There are many variables involved, especially I talked to a couple the other day. It has a child that's living at home, mm-hmm. under 18. The husband is disabled. The spouse is still, both spouses are still alive. You know, you have a scenario like that, it's rather complex. You've got several variables in there that come into play. And then you throw in government pensions. If you had a government pension back in the day, that changes things too.
And it's a little frustrating for certain politicians to talk about how Social Security is an entitlement. Like, you know, you just get it because, and maybe that's not fair and all that. And they do tend to forget.
Right.
You didn't take home all you made because a lot of it went into Social Security.
You paid for it.
So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, you make a deposit at a bank and you want your money back. And
right.
They look at you funny. Well, what do you mean you want your money back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my money, pal.
The politicians don't see it as your money, remember?
Mm. No, they don't. That's, yeah. That's
you didn't.
For sure.
You didn't build this, as Mr. Obama likes to remind us.
You didn't build this.
Yeah.
You didn't buy that gun.
That's right. Let's not go there. Did you register it as a question now?
You know, anyhow. You know, Pat Campbell has put out on Facebook, maybe talked about it on the radio, about, so the government, you have 10 guns, and the government says turn your guns in. How many guns do you have at the end of the day?
10.
10,
still
10.
Oh, tell us your question, since you've been posting all over Facebook. Tell us the question you want to ask these certain politicians that are running for office.
Well, I mean, I specifically want to know, you know, will they or won't they make a commitment to not enforce any executive orders that come out related to gun control?
Okay.
Will they or won't they waive the fees for your concealed carry license here in Oklahoma? 2 out of 77 sheriffs in Oklahoma have done that. And it's really going to be maybe not a cross-examination, but, I mean, I want some yes or no answers. Will you commit to basically nullifying the federal laws on this stuff? Because so much false information is put out. You know, this garbage about, you can get online and, you know, buy a gun. Well, from an individual, you can, but not from a federal firearms license. And I'm pretty sure.
Well, it has to be delivered to a federal firearms.
But it does have. It has to go to an FFL guy.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get on and order a gun from Cabela's and it come to your house.
Right.
Now, in the old days, you could. Ask Lee Harvey Oswald. That's how he got his rifle from Sears, literally from Sears.
Yeah.
So, but those aren't the days. And I have a problem when facts are misstated for political purpose and political gain, and that's what's going on.
Right. And, you know, I've had guns delivered to FFLs.
Absolutely.
And bought them that way. And there's nothing. And then you still go through the background check.
That's right.
You still have to fill all the paperwork. You still have to do everything appropriately. I think what they're gunning for, pardon my choice of words here.
Great pun there.
Is the people that sell at the gun shows. Right, JC? And they're exempt if you buy it from a private person at a gun show.
Yeah, but if it's a person-to-person transaction, it'd be like you selling a gun to your neighbor. There's no
it's not
background
registered.
Check.
It
but if you're a gun dealer at a gun show, you still go through the background check.
Right. Okay. So I think that's what he's aiming for, shall we say. That's the audience that he's aiming for with this new legislation or executive order, whatever you want to call it.
You know, at the beginning of the show, I made a comment that I was in court a lot, and I wanted to be clear, not as a defendant, but... But, you know, and this is just my, you know, my quirky nature, because I don't believe there are technicalities in the law. Oh, it got off on a technicality. There's no such thing as a technicality. There's just the law. It's either followed or it's not. And so I think when it comes to gun sales, you know, I could go to JC and say, hey, you want to buy this gun? We're friends. We know each other. I'm not in the business of selling guns. That's not how I make my income. And we can do that. If I go to his house, we can do that. But what they're trying to do now is... But I couldn't go to a gun show and just sit there at my own little table that I paid for and say, look, I want to sell my personal gun to you. You know, they call that the loophole. That's no gun show loophole. That's just free commerce in a formerly free country.
Right. I think that's the first step toward the next one will be if you go to JC's house and sell it to him, then they'll want you to do the same
that's
thing.
That's right.
I would have to imagine. At least that's what I would foresee coming down the road. But who knows? I could be wrong. Back to Social Security before I forget.
As opposed to personal security.
The government punishes you. Social Security punishes you if you have two careers. They don't like that. I have many people who've come in to see me who've worked for the federal government and people that were police officers As you know, back in the day, they were exempt from Social Security. TPD and a few other agencies, many other agencies, were exempt from Social Security when they participated, when their employees there. But Social Security punishes you if you're ineligible for Social Security and you worked for TPD back in the day and you get a pension from them. They don't like that because they think you're double dipping. Even though you paid into Social Security and your benefits that you receive are based on what you paid in, keep in mind, they don't like it because you're getting two pensions, essentially one from Social Security and one from the TPD, let's say, Tulsa Police Department. But if you'd worked in the private sector, they have no issue with it, which is rather odd, I think.
Gets back to what you said a while ago. You didn't earn that money. And as law enforcement officer, hey, you didn't go out there and risk getting killed every day of your life.
I fail to see how that's any different, how that pension, why that pension should be treated any differently.
Excuse me.
Anyhow, we're going to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
To my lover's heart for me, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry.
Hey, it's me, PC. Some retirees make money mistakes. You want to avoid them. Don't retire too soon. Work as long as you can, if you can. Social Security benefits rise about 8% for each year you don't take them. Don't misjudge health care costs. A couple retiring at 65 need about $240,000 just to pay for future medical bills. And don't expect a short retirement. The Social Security Administration says around half of today's 65-year-olds will live to be 85. Don't withdraw too much. Many retirees withdraw about 4% of their savings annually. Any more, and you may find your nest egg shrinking. Don't be hands-off about your investments. Watch annual account fees. Even a 1% difference could be thousands less in retirement savings. Lastly, don't touch your home equity or IRA to pay college costs. Pay retirement costs first. Plan to avoid these mistakes with the help of the financial professional you know and trust. Call Dan Witham at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge charged to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with them, along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel here. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Our free book this week, The Little Book of Behavioral Investing, How Not to Be Your Own Worst Enemy. You can get a free copy of it and a report on your free Social Security benefits. Not free, but how to maximize your Social Security benefits. It's all free. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We'll send you the book and the information on Social Security and everything for free. Steve, we mentioned something on the show when we talked about Social Security in the past that is going to change with the new law. One of the things, one of many things that changes with the new legislation that was passed here about a couple months ago. I mentioned this lump sum payout in arrears. And let me explain the model or the example here so that it'll make a little bit of sense to maybe somebody listening out there. Let's say that when you're 62, you file and suspend. Okay? So your spouse can collect benefits. Let's say she's 62 for the sake of argument.
Right,
okay?
Right.
You go in and you file and suspend. When you're 66, you walk into the doctor's office, okay? And he tells you you have pancreatic cancer, which from what you told me is fairly lethal, has a fairly high fatality rate.
And it's not the best news you could get.
And it's short-term. Sure. It's a short-term life expectancy, right? And let's say the doctor tells you you've got a year, just for the sake of argument here. So you've suspended your benefits from 62 going to today. You've not received benefits. Your benefits have been growing.
Right,
every year.
4 years, no benefits.
Right. What Social Security allows you to do today is to walk into their office and say, I want a mulligan. I want you to start paying me from 62 through today at the reduced rate, which would be 32% reduced, which is, this is fair. I mean, it's not unfair.
Right.
What you're asking them to do is say, go back and we'll go back to the day I was 62 and act like I wanted to take benefits then. And Social Security will cut you a check for a lump sum.
For the whole amount.
Bringing you up to now, and then they'll pay you from now forward at the reduced amount, though, at the 62 amount. Not at your 66 amount, but at the 62 amount, because you are basically taking benefits back to age 62, which is fair. There's nothing wrong with that. They are getting rid of this for people under a certain age. I think it's 64 or 65. I can't remember. But they're going to get rid of this with the new law. I don't like that.
Well, the new law stinks.
I agree. There's nothing in the new law that I like. Nothing. As far as Social Security benefits go. They didn't increase them anywhere, as far as I can tell.
You know, if that was in the banking industry, you'd say they've gotten the float. Excuse me. They've gotten the float for 4 years. But
right,
since they're losing money at 2% a year anyway, maybe that doesn't work as well.
Well, that is one of the things you can do, is you can take benefits from Social Security and buy your bank your time at no interest, by the way. You can get the float on them if you want to. But I think it's just up to a year that you can do that.
Yeah. You know, every penny helps.
So there's another program called Start, Stop, Start. And I want to try to explain what this is, because there is a certain population that this appeals to, and I'm finding more and more people than I ever thought would be subject to this. And mainly I'll tell you who it applies to. You know as well as I do, there are a lot of people that are our age, yours and my age, that have adopted grandkids.
Right.
Of theirs, and whether they've done it legally or not, they're taking care of their grandkids.
That's right.
Let's just put it that way. Some of them have done it legally. Some of them have done it not through the court system.
Just kind of de facto done it.
They're doing it, right. These are the people that I'm finding that start, stop, start can apply to, because let's say you're 62 years of age and you have a grandchild who you've adopted, who's a dependent child on you, living in your household, who is 15.
Okay.
Let's just say, for the sake of argument, because the math works out. That's why I picked this age.
That's pretty convenient then.
Okay. And I'm seeing this more and more. And some of these people have adopted them. Like I said, some have not. But they're doing it. They're raising these kids. Okay. You receive benefits at 62. You go, instead of suspending your benefits or waiting till later, you file, collect benefits on this yourself and the 15-year-old, because they can get benefits as a dependent child on you, until they're 18 or until they graduate from school, whichever is later. So it could be until 19. Let's just say till 18. So for 3 years, you receive benefits. The grandchild receives benefits. You both get checks. After 3 years, their check stops. Once they graduate from school or turn 18, right? You might want to stop your benefits then. Let them grow to age 70. That's called start, stop, start. And that does make sense to do for certain people, I think.
So that's a pretty good plan, actually.
And because your spouse could also be getting benefits under that plan. 50% of your benefit, your monthly benefit. For those 3 years or whatever, you know.
Well, I got to confess, didn't know that, but I like it.
And you know, I'm seeing this a lot. There's a lot of people that fall into this category that I'm finding that are taking care of their grandkids.
Well, it's an unfortunate part of our society these days. Families are falling apart. Again, the government's policies are all about tearing families apart. And that's a sad, byproduct of that.
And it happens. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not trying to comment on why it happens. I'm just saying it does happen, and we're finding it more and more often. And I'm not sure if Social Security requires them to adopt them or not. I'd have to look into this rule to see if they have to adopt the child to claim benefits for them. I think the rule is they have to be dependent upon them, which means probably if you put them on your tax return as living with
probably
you.
Probably support them more than 6 months out of the year.
Right, and list their social on your return, that you're probably going to be able to get it fly with Social Security. That'd be my guess. Now, I don't know this. Don't take my word for this, but I'm just guessing here. But I'm sure we can call Social Security and find out. But basically what they're saying is they can get benefits and you can get benefits. And then if they're disabled, they don't stop at 18. They continue beyond age 18 if you're taking benefits.
Well, that would just be something to look at. That's for sure.
So there's lots of different areas in Social Security to collect benefits on. For example, if your mother's living at your house with you and you're taking care of your elderly mother and she's on Social Security, if you're, say, 58 years old, the example you keep bringing up to me, you can receive benefits on mom. Based on mom's number, because you're taking care of mom. Okay. But you have to be able to show. You're going to have to be able to prove, you know, that you're doing this. Probably you're going to have to be living in the same household, be my guess, in order to get that, to meet that threshold.
Well, again, I don't want to get off on Medicaid too much, but there are some benefits if you move into your parents' house and take care of them or provide care for at least 2 years. That's going to impact, again, your ability to get some benefits, impacted in a good way, to get some nursing home benefits down the road. And so what I always tell people, when it's like, you know, grandma has the stroke and you're looking at a nursing home, the first thing people do is go sell the house. Don't sell the house. Right. I mean, just do not sell the house.
And they're allowed to have one car, I think, aren't they also?
You can have a car, but... And
up
again,
to a certain value or something?
Well,
is that right?
It's kind of like the IRS
probably
code.
Not a Lamborghini,
the IRS code starts out and it says... all income is taxable, and then, you know, there's 700,000 pages of the exemptions. Well, this is kind of the same thing,
right?
But you can have a house and you can have a car,
right?
Doesn't matter the value, so you can have a Lamborghini,
cool.
So long as it's used 4 times a year for medical purposes, it's a non-countable asset.
Drive to the doctor's office.
There you go.
4 times a year, and
literally,
the pharmacy.
Literally, go to Walgreens, get some aspirin 4 times a year. You've met the qualifications. Not literally, that's true.
I go to CVS about 100 times a year, JC, don't I?
And you have a Lamborghini.
Yeah, I don't have a Lamborghini, though, but I'm there more than probably 100 times a year. There's one right next to my office, so I'm there quite a bit. We're about out of time. I want to remind you of our free book, The Little Book of Behavioral Investing. You can get a free copy of it and our information on how to get your free Social Security report. Just give me a call at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. Thank you for listening. Money, 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 money. Money, money, money.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.